Mysteries. Out of deference to people who may still be living, character names in some of these true unsolved mysteries have been changed. Tonight's unsolved mystery is based on records of the New York Police Department. It is called The Perfect Crime because it has never been solved, even by the most brilliant minds of the New York Police. It is a crime that experts, after complete investigation, state could not have happened, yet they know that it did happen. Isidore Fink's little hand laundry at 52 East 132nd Street, New York. The fitful light from the smoke-grimed street lamp only serves. Isidore Fink shuffles out of the cigar store across the street from his laundry, draws his threadbare jacket tightly about him as if to protect himself from the penetrating drizzle, then crosses the muddy street and unlocks the two heavy padlocks on his laundry door. Sees Isidore glance fearfully up and down the darkened street before he closes the door and bolts it on the inside. The transom above the door fills with a diffused glow of light as Isidore turns the switch on the old carbon filament lamp hanging from the ceiling.
Poor old devil. Gonna work half the night again to earn two bits. No, guess I was wrong. He put the light out.
What's the matter?
Didn't you hear the shots?
I thought it was an automobile backfiring. I was standing down there in the corner. Where was it?
Over in Fink's laundry.
Help, please!
All right. We're coming. Who is she?
An old woman who rents the back half of Isidore Fink's store.
You got a phone near a cigar store?
Yes.
I better go down there and call up the station.
Okay, officer.
This door is locked on the inside.
Officer, what happened?
I don't know yet. Is there any other way into the store?
Oh, yes, through my room. But the door's bolted on his side.
Well, I can't break this door down. It's too strong. You sure there's no other way in but through your room?
You can't get through that way either. That back door is as strong as this one.
Well, I can't get through that transom. Here, one of you kids. Which one of you climb through that transom?
I will, officer.
All right, you folks. Stand back there. Come on, kid. Okay. I'll lift you up. Now then.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, take my nightstick. Break the glass. Hey, watch out. Don't cut yourself. Now, through you go. Drop down on the other side and draw that bolt.
Okay, officer.
Wonder where that light switch is. Ah, here we are. Good heavens.
Is he dead?
Yes. Killed himself.
Here.
Come in, Sergeant. Old Isidore bumped himself off.
Where's the gun, Pete?
Haven't been able to find it yet.
All right, boys. We'll take a look.
Okay, Sarge.
Sure, Sarge.
Look where? No place to look except under that table. The room's bare.
Oh, hello, Coroner.
Evening, Sergeant.
What have we here?
Plain case of suicide. Just looking around for the gun.
Suicide, eh? You think so?
Carried here, barn.
No powder burns. A shot in the head would have killed him. Gun was at least 2 feet away.
Sorry, gentlemen. From the looks of the wounds, I'm forced to decide that it was murder.
And since there's no trace of a gun, the killer carried it off.
Impossible. The place was bolted on the inside. Nobody could have got out of here. I had to get this kid here to break the transom, crawl through to open the door.
Yeah, and I haven't got the gun. What would I want with a gun?
All right, all right. How about that window?
That window, Sarge, it's the only window in the place, and it's barred on the inside with bars so close, a cat couldn't get between them.
Not only that, the frame is nailed in place.
So's the transom frame, nailed in place.
This door leading to the other room hasn't been opened for years. Look at the cobwebs. This bolt here is rusted in place. Take a hammer to move it.
Wait here a minute. We've got to be reasonable. Somebody got in here and killed old Isidore, and then they got out. Now, this is a single room, one window and one transom. Two doors, both bolted on the inside.
Both window and transom nailed in place.
And no fireplace. Nothing to hide behind. No cupboards.
Then the killer must have come in here into the room with him.
No, he didn't.
Oh, how do you know? Who are you?
I'm the clerk in the cigar store across the street.
The fellow that caught us on the phone?
Yes, Isidore came into my store tonight, bought a pack of cigarettes, and said he was going in to do some more laundry. I saw him cross the street.
Your eyes never left him? Not for a second?
No, I watched him cross, saw him open the door and go inside, and then I saw the light go on. A few moments afterward, the light went out, and then the three shots.
Say, this ain't reasonable.
You're telling me? I got the jitters now.
It must be a trap door or something.
A trap door? Look at that rough plank floor and tell me it's got a trap door in it.
No, I guess you're right at that.
Well, there's nothing more we can do here. You sure nobody touched the body?
Of course I'm sure.
What difference does that make, Sergeant? The murderer is what we want now.
And he's not going to be easy to find. Any murderer that can get out of this room.
Yeah, through two bolted doors and two nailed windows. I tell you, Sarge, the thing's spooky.
Well, come on. We'll get back to headquarters and get the fingerprint boys out here.
All right, man. Come on.
For 24 hours, a corps of detectives went over every inch of the one-room laundry for signs of revolver, trap doors, or secret panels. The most expert fingerprint men in New York's police department worked on the case. And aside from the fingerprints of the police and Isidore himself, not a thing was found. At first, the police worked with zest, then irritability, finally in complete bewilderment. The scene is police headquarters, 6 months later.
Well, boys, what can you tell me about this Fink murder?
Not a thing more than our first report, Chief.
Now listen, Sergeant, we're not going to let that 2% Fink murder get us down.
Not going to, Chief. It has.
Me too, Chief. I was within 50 feet of that laundry when the shots were fired. I know nobody left that building.
Well, the murderer did.
I'm beginning to wonder about that, Chief.
What do you mean?
Well, listen, Chief. The front door was bolted on the inside.
Yes, yes, I know. And the back room door was bolted, too. And the windows were nailed in place. No place to hide. But, boys, the murderer got away. And that's what hurts. Got clean away.
Chief, I've been a long time on the force. And I'm not superstitious. But something happened in there that night that the books don't tell us how to solve.
Listen, Sergeant. That murder was brutal. It was physical. Get me? Physical. Nothing else. We're not going to have the New York Police Department throw up a case and blame it on spooks.
Just about what I'm ready to blame it on, Chief.
The thing that gets me down, Chief, is the total lack of motive.
Yeah, that does make it hard. I've gone through the file on his private life till I know it like a book. Little bit of an undersized fellow from Galicia. Works for 10 years in the laundry, doesn't make a friend, doesn't have an enemy. Saves $1,000 and opens his own laundry. Works like a dog, 18 hours a day, and makes a bare living. No women in his life, nothing to rob him of. Not a reason in the world for killing him. Hello? Yes? Okay, right away. All right, boys, better forget it. There's more to worry about.
What, Chief?
A gang killing down the tunnel. Let's go.
5 years have passed, and the New York police know as little today as they did the night of the murder. The feeling of the entire police department can be summed up in the cryptic expression of the chief. That 2% Fink mystery gives me the creeps. In just a moment, you will hear a solution to the perfect crime. Ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as any solution must of necessity be supposition, liberties of time, place, and character have been taken in the solution for which you have been waiting. The scene is number 52, East 132nd Street. Isidore Fink's Little Hand Laundry. The night of the murder. Isidore says goodnight to the clerk in the cigar store across the street from his laundry, and crossing the dimly lighted street, unlocks the two heavy padlocks on his laundry door. Isidore slips inside, closes and bolts the door behind him. The rough board flooring creaks beneath his feet as he crosses the floor to the light switch. He reaches out in the dark. The switch clicks.
You, sir.
Yes, Isidore.
You found me.
Yes, Isidore, I found you. Strange, Isidore, but true. I found you. Isidore, I am going to kill you.
Oh, no. Have mercy.
No, Isidore, I have no mercy. I am going to put out the light, Isidore, and then I am going to kill you. You are going to die, knowing that I shall live on after you are gone.
But you can't. You'll be caught.
Oh, no, Isidore. I shall not be caught. You bolted the door on the inside, Isidore. And when the police come, they will have to send someone through the transom. That will be after you are dead, Isidore. And then, when the policeman steps into the room, it will be in the dark. I shall step backwards out of the room. And when the lights go on, Isidore, I shall be one of the curious, morbid crowd about the door, looking horror-stricken upon your dead body. I am going to put out the light, Isidore.